And now, live and without the benefit of adult supervision, you're listening to Insurrection Off-Ramp, Making Insurrections Illegal Again. We'd like to thank you for joining us once again. And first of all, I'd like to say hi to Ginger Stone, who warned us about Carville, the famous Ragin' Cajun, who's a Democratic operative and pundit, I guess you'd call him. Anyway, he's really taken off with these red hands of ex-President Trump's, and goes so far as to say he thinks Trump may have syphilis. We're not going to touch upon that but one or two times, and that goes along with him soiling himself and rumors of pedophilia and whatnot. We're looking at an insurrection, so while I appreciate James Carville's humor, I think he overplays his hand. However, it's great entertainment if you want to look him up on YouTube. That and the Midas Touch and some other ones we'll be pointing to. The Young Turks, I appreciate their video more than I do some of their commentary. And we'll cover that a little bit later when we talk ever so briefly about war. Mike Johnson's a figure to behold. If you remember back in grade school or maybe junior high, there was that one kid who always had the "I can get you in big trouble" look on his face. Well, that's Mike Johnson. He's done nothing, hasn't passed anything. Nobody likes his legislation because it's all just handed to him by Trump. And he's dumb enough and naive enough to even admit it. I've had lots of conversations with Trump, but that doesn't have anything to do with me killing the border bill. As you probably heard, Trump has ordered his minions, the people that survived the MAGA madness, to stomp on the bill and not to support it and whatnot. They finally get a bipartisan border bill, and now it's Trump that won't go along with it. And of course, him and his minions have already started to lie about it. For example, Laura Ingraham, Adnoid Annie or whatever she is, she basically said that it was hiring too many woke people. And of course, nobody knows what that is. That's about as safe as the CRT, a boogeyman from last semester, I guess. Anyway, back to Mike Johnson waving his Bible around, or rather hiding behind his Bible and whatnot. A video is here, and they should become aware that videos placed back to back, or side by side, or however, can prove you're an indisputable liar, like they've done so many times with Trump, at least if you watch anything but Fox News. And by the way, Billy Braun, I hope you're doing well out there. But anyway, Fox has come up with this new attitude that there's two sides of every story. And, you know, the sky is sometimes blue, not gray or not yellow, but blue. And there's not another side to that obvious fact, but they will find one in the process of playing opposites. This time, Trump, because Biden is for doing something right now at the border, Trump isn't, because he's against everything that Biden is for. And it doesn't matter how it affects the people. It only affects him as far as staying out of prison, and that's what Trump is using this presidential run to do. There's no other reason. And when I say presidential run, I should just say what it's going to be: the upcoming insurrection 2024. And that's why we're here. We're trying to put a stop to it. And if it were anybody else but Trump, it wouldn't matter. It's the insurrection that personally offends me among all the other foibles and idiosyncrasies and character flaws that Trump has. The worst one he has is violence. Whether he's threatening Nancy Pelosi's life or Mike Pence's life, or one of his crazos is out beating up on an 84-year-old man with a hammer, or whatever the case may be, that's how he plans to take over our country, with another armed insurrection. Marjorie Taylor Greene, or Trailer Greene, I'm not sure what her middle name is, said that she planned on making sure that there were arms in the next coming up insurrection that is bound to happen. And why not? I mean, if you don't do anything to somebody and there's no deterrent to a crime like punishment or arrest or whatever, Why wouldn't they do it again? Why wouldn't Trump think, well, these people are so naive and the criminal justice system is so flawed that why don't we just go ahead and we'll pretend like we want to have an election, but we'll just wait and break out the arms and the guns and the bear spray and whatever else they've come up with in the last few years to try and overthrow the government. But another thing that people miss that latch on to this crazo, he didn't bail anybody out of jail, not one soul. He didn't send them so much as soap on the rope. They went down, and their leader, unlike most gangs, decent gangs or organized crime, made no effort to console them, to get them out. He just didn't obviously care. They're throwaways to him, and he thinks by saying things like they're hostages and things like that, it's some kind of consolation. If you want to help them, get that soap on a rope out there or send them a few bucks to put on their commissary. Because just calling him an unsympathetic and an insurrectionist name isn't going to help you. They're paying. The only one that's not paying here is the leader of the insurrection and the one who called for the vice president to be hanged. We were talking about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and talk about a guy who looks like the hall monitor. And all he's done is have, you know, things that have failed, like impeachments that were bogus. Just because Donald Trump got impeached, everybody should. He wants to normalize it, and that's the problem with his violence as well. It's something we can't get used to. It's just not the way that our government is set up. If it were, guerrillas would be running things. It's not a matter of strength or power. Or in this case, if you want to reference somebody like Governor Abbott, who's a big fan of Trump's, they're basically into meanness. They equate being a bully and picking on the underprivileged as something, a sign of strength, when I think they're both a couple of cowards, and so do most other people, and they're just really misdirected. How in the world we got to a point where people are afraid to be poll workers in this country? County officials that were admonished, and these are Republican county officials, not just Democrats. And another thing I'd like to throw in while we're on trying to make everything so partisan, the people that are going to testify against ex-president kicked out of office Trump are people that are Republicans. These are people who knew him the best. These are the people he worked with. And finally, they said, hey, that's enough. We can't deal with this guy anymore. We can't put up with him. And the only way we're going to save our skin and the skin of this fine democracy we've enjoyed is to hang Trump out to dry. That's why he doesn't want the trial to go forward. That's why he's doing all the stalling he can. Because when these people like Mark Meadows get up there and testify against him and what a scoundrel and bloodthirsty animal this guy is, people will say, hey, we can't have that, especially when it's coming from one of his ex or former employees, because he only hires the best, and they might be the best when they sign on for the job, but by the time they're Trumpified, they're in prison, and they're no longer among the best. There are some reasons that the insurrection can actually be derailed, and we're going to try and discuss them here on the off-ramp. We also want you to know this is a Taylor Swift free zone. It's a safe zone for all the Swifties and her fans, and we're going to even put some of her music and whatnot on here in a little bit, and hope that you enjoy the very idea that somebody's out there that is a megastar, that is for more people voting. That's what democracy means. It doesn't mean dumbing down the vote or redistricting or making it impossible for people of certain denominations of religion or ethnicity or whatever, make it harder to vote, which the Republicans are trying to do, as if it were just too hard to come up with a policy or something that the majority of the people approved of. Remember the first grade? Everybody who's for Sally, raise your hand. Everybody who's for Billy, raise your hand. Okay, Sally got more votes. She's the class president. It was that simple. And it has devolved into far worse name calling than I ever experienced. Usually call people names a couple of times, even in grade school, and your teacher would, you'd have to march down and see the man and face the consequences of a note home to your parents that you're not very fun to play with. But we now have that very kind of a person setting an example for our children by calling people whatever kind of name he feels appropriate, and a whole bunch of people of think sixth grade is higher education out there waving their red hats and cheering him on, cheering on his violence, and cheering on his overthrow of the government. So that's the basis, and that's what we're trying to get rid of, is the very idea that our government can be taken over with a violent overthrow or by a violent overthrow shouldn't even be entertained. If you're wondering about how to behave during the primary, you might consider becoming a Republican temporarily, and it's also safer, by the way. You get fewer death threats if you're one of them. But anyway, go down and register as a Republican and go in and vote for the least violent of the Republicans on the ticket, and then make sure you change back to your normal independent or Democrat or Free Peace and Freedom Party or whoever you choose for a political affiliation. We're going to cover some cult deprogramming as well as exorcisms for some of the more radical right in our country, some of the people that have actually aligned themselves and voted with Putin. The new pecking order seems to be Putin, Trump, and then Mike Johnson, the guy who once again looks like a class monitor, who so far has got some people, or tried to get people in big trouble. His impeachment hearings are a laughing stock and a failure. They're accustomed to rumor, and so hard evidence hasn't shown up in either the Hunter Biden thing or in the most recent impeachment efforts against Mayorkas of the Homeland Security. And they were doing that, by the way, while he was in the Senate lobbying with senators and President Biden to get a border deal done. As soon as they got it done and they tried to present it, Mike Johnson, who is, I believe that's Trump's new bitch, or it might be Biden's. No, it's not Biden's. It would be Putin's bitch. One of those guys, anyway, before he had even read the bill, he was out there hollering and yelling about how bad it was, and he had no idea what was in it. He was just told that Trump wanted to keep bludgeoning Biden over the head with this broken border thing. So, you know, Biden, being a decent man, could see a problem. Him and the Senate got together and worked very hard for months to try and get, a couple of months, to try and get this in order, so that they could get the Ukraine funding going, and get the Israeli funding going, and also some money over there on the Asian front to kind of shore up our defenses in these trying times. But not so much, not so fast. They got the vodka man running things over in the House of Representatives. At least the 18 or 20 so MAGAs in there are basically blocking things, and it is an obstructive party. The Republican Party has just been nothing but obstruction for the last few years. And the other thing I would like to encourage people to do is do not, and I repeat myself here, but that's okay, do not listen to just one outlet, whether it be Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or BBC or Al Jazeera or ABC, CBS. Try and listen to a few of them as if you were curious and you're doing your own investigation, as if your country and your life depended on it. Because while there is a lot of glamorization in the news and a lot of things are overblown, the fact that our democracy is at stake should another insurrection take place or we're in big trouble. That means whoever can assemble the biggest mob and get enough help from another country, say Russia, can take over our country, and all of a sudden we've got one guy telling you who you can sleep with, who you can live with, who you can love, who you're supposed to hate. They'll have a lot of that. I imagine you'll have nothing but Fox News, and they're telling you who to hate and who you can shoot. Shoplifters is another suggestion of the far right, and it goes on and on. But the more you listen, the more you can tell that the whole right wing is about to collapse. They're finally losing patience and going, you know, the border thing, I think, was just the straw. Basically, they refused to have anything to do with it. And a lot of good conservative Republicans worked very hard and very long. As everyone knows who has been married even for a couple of years, compromise has to be part of the situation, or you're not going to make it. The same is true with our democracy. That keeps us from hitting the extremes. Usually there's people that have you've had to give something up to get something. You understand compromise, and if you're going to stay in a relationship, whether it be with your boss or with your wife or girlfriend or with, you probably should learn some degree of compromise if you're not going to totally capitulate to whatever they say, like the MAGAs do. And we don't need that. We need people that will stand up for what they believe in, rather than whenever a dictator-type person, who a violent person particularly, starts giving you orders, it's probably a good time to rethink who it is that you're following. So once again, we don't believe, and we're not the ones who accuse the Fox viewers of being cousin fornicators and traitors. That would be the executive at Fox, the executives. And if you think that's bad, wait until the Smartmatic lawsuit comes to light. Wait till those emails and those internal communications come to light, the phone messages and whatnot. Then you're going to see some more public humiliation and people who are so arrogant that they lie to their audience and then make fun of that very same audience behind their back. And that's what Smartmatic, brace yourself. They probably will not leave a stone unturned in that investigation. And again, if you're listening to Fox News and you're wondering how they can be so guilty of losing, I think it was 87 million last time, this will be 2.6 billion, just compare them, not just to one other outlet, but to all of them. Only Newsmax and OAnon or QAnon or ZeroAnon or whatever it is, they're upstarts. ABC, CBS, NBC have been around a long time, and they do make mistakes, but they still use the same journalistic integrity that was around back in the days of the FCC. Remember them? We have an FCC, but it was gutted. And the Fairness Doctrine has been stricken, and the first to seize on that were the right wing, where no facts, you don't have to tell anybody whether you're playing music or sports or weather or whatever, or whether it's opinion or whether it's an actual news program. So basically, it was deregulated to suit and benefit the liar, and Rush Limbaugh jumped all over it and basically told people what they wanted to hear. But when have you last heard anybody say anything about him? You probably heard more accolades to Walter Cronkite than you have Rush Limbaugh, in spite of his audience. That kind of broadcasting, and including the kind you hear at Fox, where you're told to hate someone frequently, I can't get on there for 20 or 30 seconds. And there are some others that are almost as bad without them telling you not what the policies are, not what's going on, not what people are for or against, but who you should hate. And once you hate someone, it's real easy to believe anything that is said about them. That's part of the strategy. I couldn't believe it. I actually went back to college of somewhere. It was a community college locally. I won't embarrass them by telling you where I went, but I wanted to know why they could cop such an attitude about anybody. And particularly this was about Hillary Clinton, who personality-wise I didn't care much for, but I was always interested because her efforts to do something about the poor healthcare situation in our country, as you recall, she worked on it for years and years and against the better wishes of the private insurance company. So there's always something good to be said about anybody, and it shouldn't be based so much on personality and showbiz as it should be based on what did they actually get done. You're talking shit for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to
thunder, rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down, step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen. Karma straight home to me.
Karma by Taylor Swift, gone out to the $83 million loser today. Here, speaking of that, is John Denver from 1971. This is called The Box.
Once upon a time in the land of Hushabye, around about the wondrous days of yore, I came across a sort of box bound up with chains and locked with locks and labeled, "Kindly do not touch. It's war." A decree was issued round about, all with a flourish and a shout, and a gaily colored mascot tripping lightly on before. Don't fiddle with this deadly box, or break the chains, or pick the locks. And please, don't ever play about with war. Well, the children understood. Children happened to be good. They were just as good around the time of yore. They didn't try to pick the locks or break into that deadly box. They never tried to play about with war. Mommies didn't either, sisters, aunts, grannies neither, because they were quiet, sweet, and pretty in those wondrous days of yore. Well, very much the same as now, not the ones to blame somehow for opening up that deadly box of war. But someone did. Someone battered in the lid and spilled the insides out across the floor. A sort of bouncy, bumpy ball made up of guns and flags and all the tears and horror and the death that goes with war. It bounced right out and went bashing all about and bumping into everything in store. And what was sad and most unfair is that it didn't really seem to care much who it bumped or why or what or for. It bumped the children mainly. And I'll tell you this quite plainly. It bumps them every day, and more, and leaves them dead and burned and dying, thousands of them sick and crying. 'Cause when it bumps, it's really very sore. Now there's a way to stop the ball. It isn't difficult at all. All it takes is wisdom. I'm absolutely sure that we could get it back into the box and bind the chains and lock the locks. No one seems to want to save the children anymore. Well, that's the way it all appears, because it's been bouncing round for years and years, in spite of all the wisdom whiz since those wondrous days of yore. And the time they came across the box, bound up with chains and locked with locks, and labeled, "Kindly do not touch. It's war."
See you next time, right here on Insurrection Off Ramp. Have a good day and live the good life. Sleep in the streets. This is Pat McCurdy. See ya.